This is a CHOI news report. Two additional city-funded warming centers will open this winter. One at the Nanaimo Bakery on Bowen and Meredith Road, operated by the Island Crisis Care Society, and the other at the Old Fire Hall at 5 Victoria Road, operated by the 710 Club. The Victoria Street location is just 500 meters from the warming center operated by Risebridge at 520 Prideaux Street. The three warming centers will provide space for 138 people to seek shelter from the elements this winter. Risebridge's warming center has been open since November 14th and has capacity for 48 people, while the 710 Club location will have capacity for 30 and is scheduled to open on December 22nd. The Bowen Road location will have capacity for 60 people and will open on January the 2nd. Nanaimo Area Public Safety Association President Colin Middleton says he's concerned that a second warming center located downtown will be a magnet for street disorder and drug dealers.
I'm not opposed to warming centers in principle. I'm not opposed to safer supply in principle. I'm not opposed to harm reduction in principle. The issues that we have right now is that if it was just about providing people who are struggling with housing and affordability and with a mental health issues that find themselves unemployed and unable to secure housing, that just need a place to go warm up and use the bathroom and get something to eat, absolutely. The community wants to be right there with those people. The concern is that we have an unmitigated catastrophe right now in terms of people being left to their own devices, unable to care for themselves, and being preyed upon by any number of drug traffickers and drug dealers that are coming into town, setting up shop, and taking advantage of people that are in the depths of despair and don't have the health resources to get out of the situation that they're in.
Gerd Fuller, 710 Club Board Chair, says that people who are unhoused are already downtown.
We're not going to be attracting any new people to the downtown. They're already there. You know, you have 150 people in the downtown area, and you'll have enough space in warming centers for not even half of them. They're there. As for the drug dealers, they're there already. We're not out to attract drug dealers downtown. The point is to get people off the street, give them that better chance of laddering into services, and save lives.
Christy Wood, social planner at the City of Nanaimo, says it's hard to know if the concentration of services attracts unhoused people to a specific area of the city.
There hasn't really been any concrete, data studies to actually look at the migration of our unsheltered population as we kind of move through cities. You know, we definitely hear from our nonprofit providers that there is a need. The need is really great. And when people are moved inside, it does take them off the street, which then reduces the impact on neighborhoods.
Wood says that part of the agreement between the city and service providers is to follow a good neighbor agreement, where they try to keep the area around the warming centers clean and report any criminal activity to the RCMP. And the city will also be increasing the presence of community safety officers in the area. Middleton says service providers do their best to follow those agreements.
Well, there's only so much that a good neighbor agreement can really do. I mean, I trust and expect that a good neighbor agreement would be implemented. I mean, there's the Risebridge Warming Center on Prideaux Street has a good neighbor agreement as well, and they are doing what they can to comply with that. Despite that, these locations tend to be attractants for any number of criminal activity where there's drug dealers and drug traffickers that are preying on the people that are unhoused and struggling with untreated mental health and addiction issues.
One of the challenges facing service providers is the reluctance of landlords to rent to organizations that provide services for the homeless. The 710 Club itself has been without a permanent home since it had to leave the former community services building that was torn down and developed into supportive housing. Fuller says the lack of a permanent location means the 710 Club has to make do with locations and spaces that it can afford to rent.
We're kind of homeless too, so it makes it harder for us. We only have so much funds, and trying to find a place that we can afford is difficult as well.
Wood says the city only receives applications from the 710 Club and the Island Crisis Care Society, so it didn't have a lot of choice in where the warming centers would be located, but acknowledged the need is citywide. Middleton agrees that landlords' reluctance to rent to service providers limits where services are located, but says he understands why.
The city is at the mercy of whatever landlords, the 7-10 Club or Risebridge or whoever, can get a lease from. And there's lots of other places in this city where the service may be needed, but landlords won't offer the lease because they are concerned with, legitimacy, that the same thing would happen there that's happening here in Lower Victoria. There is NIMBYism going on in Nanaimo, and I would suggest that it's not the people of the Nanaimo Area Public Safety Association that are being NIMBYs about this. We have people that just don't want it in their backyard, and there's a good reason why.
Fuller says if anyone has concerns about what they see around the 710 Club Warming Center this year, they should give him a call. But the bottom line is that warming centers will help save lives.
You should see less people on the street than you do currently, and maybe someone won't die.
For CHOY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.